Kenneth, people become Christians in different ways. Some are brought up in a Christian family and have that information and make the decision early on. Some get to know Jesus later on in life. Where do you fit on that scale, and how did you end up standing here?
Well, it's pretty intimidating standing here with you.
They're nice. Just keep your hands and feet away from their mouths. You'll be fine.
I'm more scared of your questions, to be honest.
Oh, I'm a pussy cat, really.
Yes, I grew up in a Christian home. As generally in South Africa we do, it's sort of a very Christian society, so everyone goes to church. As a teenager, I went through a very interesting time, quite good, up to the age of about 16, and then sort of had my own struggles, and especially in my final year of school, went through a difficult time. And about 3 months after school was actually the 17th of March, 2001. It was a Saturday morning. It was at my parents' dining room table. I sat down and I really considered my life. I'd come from a week of going out and doing what I'm not supposed to do. And I just thought about things and just thought to myself that my life is actually going nowhere very, very quickly. And at that moment, this morning we actually had a prophet in the house. Morris's verse was so fitting because that was exactly the verse that came to mind when I sat at my parents' dining room table. That every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. And I knew that one day I'll stand before the Lord and I'll have to give an account. And that moment I confessed Christ, repented of my sin and accepted him as my Savior. But I knew that it was very easy for me to go back to the way things have always been. Because you go to bed and you wake up the next morning and it's like back to the same old same. So what I did was I took my car keys, got in my car and drove to my best friend's house. And said, let's go for a drive. And I shared my testimony, what just happened that morning with him, and said that from this moment on, things will change because I had to make myself accountable. When I dropped him off, he hasn't phoned since. So I knew that I had to take that step to affirm and confirm my confession in Christ, which had happened on the 17th of March, 2001. It's great.
Champion. And somewhere along the line, you met a particularly lovely lady.
Yes.
Do you want to fill that in, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I actually knew her at school.
Okay.
And then met her at, and sort of knew her, hi, and that's fine. But then met up with her in about 2010. She was in church, and I was like, hello. And from there, yeah, it was just a very natural process. We just connect and... We're very similar, so we're not the sort of opposites attract. We're more sort of like the same that make each other crazy sometimes because we're just the same. But yeah, and the love story just went on from there. We got married in 2013, and it's been absolutely amazing. And today is Harry's 11th month birthday. We celebrated. We're just excited. So he's 11 months today.
So yes, there's Harry. He's the third bit of the little triangle of your family.
Yeah.
11 months old. And active and smiley, as we saw from last time. So, you are in the UK permanently now.
Well, yes. I'm pretty
stuck. I need to say that. So basically, you and Vera, can you describe the process that you went through? Because actually, NCC is sort of almost a by the by, isn't it? You were coming here anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, I felt the call about 2 years ago. I felt God was saying...
Give a bit of space then.
Yeah, God is saying to me something new, something fresh, a new challenge. And because we have a British ancestry, we just always had a sort of connection with the UK. And started investigating the whole process about a year ago. And with Vera's ancestry, my ancestry is not as strong as hers. Mine goes back to the... sort of Dutch settlers, but hers is, her father's born in Weymouth, and so we have the ancestry there. So we just prayed about it, and the Lord opened doors in an amazing way, and so we're here on an ancestry visa, hopefully till we receive that beautiful little red book. So yeah, we're very excited about the future, and then from there, just the first conversation we had, because I spoke to you and Mark just briefly.
And even that didn't put him off, to be fair.
No.
So.
Well, I first thought it didn't go well. I said to Vera, I was like, nah, it didn't go well. But then just the connection was great because I thought, you know, do they like me? Am I a nice guy? And then from there, I just knew that when you phone back, and emailed back that it was the right connection, because we had a connection, I felt, in the interview, but I just thought, I don't know, because everything is new and fresh and exciting. So it's great to be here, and it really is a blessing.
And just to say, Vera and Harry are presently in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
Now, weren't you warned about going up north?
Totally.
Yeah. But what did they tell you?
Well, mostly north of England. But Scotland has been interesting. The weather's been great. I know that we've had a bit of rain here, but the weather up there has been sunny. I'm like, what's the weather like? I mean, they moan about the weather in South Africa here, but it's great. So I'm just expecting a bit of cold coming my way.
Well, Murphy's it's winter law. In about 4 weeks in Scotland, yes. So that'll be fine.
So, yeah, we got friends there. Our best friends live there. They sort of helped us in the whole process as well. And, yeah, they very excited for us. I don't know how excited they are about us coming down south. the Scots... Yeah, that's a different story on its own, but we're excited.
We're having a little bit of a, yeah, it's an interesting politics with yeah. Scotland at the moment, but that's
totally.
Okay. And since you've been here, and this is a, there's no right answer to this, obviously Mr. Hedges drove you over the bridge, as well as round Reading, but we won't go there, drove you over the bridge, and yes. I know that you kind of stopped conversation at that point because you wanted to take in Marlowe.
Yes.
I just wonder, since you have had a quick look around with Mark and stuff yesterday, do you feel like God has said anything to you for Marlowe, for Newfield? Do you feel like, what have you been feeling
sure.
God
I
saying to your heart?
As I said, even from the first time we spoke, I said, I'm excited, but I don't know. From that moment, as I said to Mark as well, that I knew that there's something very, very special about Newfield. And especially when we arrived, we received our visa the Thursday before we flew in, how everything worked out. And to see the beautiful setting, but also the community. And being here with Fox's Peace, as we just prayed beforehand as well, that I really feel that to be able to connect with the community as a whole of Newfield and the even the greater Marlowe sort of area is very, very exciting. And what we can do as a church to really reach out and just be a haven, mm-hmm. but also be able to be a place where people don't feel sort of churchified, if that makes sense. They can yeah. come, be relaxed, be who they are, and hear God's word. And just the love, and I say this with all genuineness, not just sort of love, but real love and relationships and the connection that we can have with the community and within our church here is just phenomenal. And that is where God will give the increase. So I think it's about timing. It's about the right time for everything. Uh-huh. And I believe that we can only go forward from here. And there's a brand new chapter, an exciting chapter that lies ahead for Newfield. I believe that.
Thank you.
Thank you
well,
very much.
I'm just going to pray for you, Ken.
Thank you.
And then I believe the children can go out. We'll have another song. And then Ken's going to bring God's words for us today. That'll be great. Father God, I want to thank you for this moment. Father God, you are in every moment. But for this one, Father God, for us meeting Kenneth and Vera and Harry, Father, for them coming over here for the next chapter, whatever that may hold. Father God, I want to thank you for what you've placed on Ken's heart for us this morning. I thank you that you know each of us individually. And I'm asking, Father God, that as Kenneth brings what you've given him, that you would make him the best that he can be this morning, that you would make his words clear. Father God, that you would seal in his heart what you have for him from this. And Father, that for each of us individually, we would be able to search out and feel in within us the word that you have for us. Father, that nothing would steal it this week, that we would be able to feed off it and live by it. And Father God, that you would just bless Ken, you would bless Vera and Harry where they are this morning, and you would bless this congregation as we listen to you and to your words through Kenneth. And I ask that in Jesus' name, Father, please. Amen.